an apostle appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our holy teacher, of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed we shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received from him in the figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning on top of the staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw that he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. But by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Catholic epistle from the second epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy and scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord, who brought them and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By conventiousness they will exploit you with deceptive words for a long time. Their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world but saved Noah, one of the eight people of preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example of those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteousness Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For the righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and is lost, but he who has does the will of God abides for him.
A reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us all. Amen. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogue every Sabbath. Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also called, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. They wrote this letter by them, the apostles, the elders, and the brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Sicilia. Greetings. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, on one God, amen. Today, the 21st day of the blessed month
of Beba. May God in goodness and renew it in for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and good are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the monthly commemoration of the Theotokos, the Holy Virgin, Saint Mary, her intercession be with us all. Amen. Today also, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the departure of the great prophet Joel, the son of Bethuel. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the relocation of the body of Lazarus, the beloved of the Lord, whom he raised from the dead. His holy blessing be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 1121 of the martyrs, the great Saint Frigg, who is known as Amber Weiss, departed. He was a contemporary of the Saint Pope Matthew I. This saint was from the small village called Minyat Yamin. El Gabra governed. His father's name was Isaac, and his mother's name was Sarah. When he was born, they called him Frigg. As poor farmers, he had a harsh upbringing. At times, he helped his father in farming, and other times, he sold salt to carry it on a small camel. He called the camel Ruiz. Because of his humility and honesty, the people loved him. When he was 20 years old, he went to Cairo, then to Upper Egypt. He changed his name from Frigg to Ruiz, after the name of his small camel, as a means of humility and self-denial. He moved from one place to another, not having a house or shelter or any belongings. He was a man of few words, many thoughts and visions. He ate very little and simple food. He partook of the holy mysteries diligently, with the worldly prepared heart and in fear and trembling. He always said, no one is worthy to partake of these holy mysteries, except the one that his entrails are pure, are those of our pure Lady Saint Mary, that were worthy to carry the Lord Christ. He saw the glory of God coming upon the holy mysteries on the altar. Amber Weiss had reached an eminent degree of spirituality that he was able to move from one place to another, for he had reached the level of an anchorite hermit. God had granted him the gift of knowing hidden secrets, so the Church gave him the title of Theophanius, that is to say, who God appeared to. Some evil men, through the envy of the devil, one time plotted against him, so they delivered him to Prince Sodom after they have painfully beaten him. The prince asked him for the reason why they had sided him. When he did not answer, the prince ordered to beat him till they tore his flesh and his blood flew on the ground. Then he ordered to parade him in the streets, ridiculing him and striking him along with one of his disciples. What they have received from torturing on that day could not be described. Finally, they imprisoned them. He raised his eyes to heaven and thankfully prayed to God. Pope Matthias came and released him and his disciple from the prison and took him to treat his wounds. He stayed with him for a period of time until he was healed. The Pope asked him to remain with him in the papal residence, but he refused and resumed his wandering as his custom. Amber Weiss was merciful and compassionate to the widows and the orphans. He treated everyone gently and kindly. God granted him the gift of prophecy, and he foretold many things to come. During the later part of his life of this saint, he became severely ill and was bedridden for 9 years in this house of one of his disciples called Michael the Builder. During his illness, he was consoled, passionate, and thankful to the Lord. When the time of his departure drew near, the Virgin St. Mary, whom he loved much, came to encourage and comfort him. He signed himself with the sign of the cross and delivered his pure spirit in the hand of the Lord. His body was buried in Deir el-Khaned, which was renamed later on after his name. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Dil is more than a posse. O my soul, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the answer upon the apostles, many prompt righteous men have desired to see which you see and are not in them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them. But as for I for thee see and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospel, for the prayer of your sins. Remember also our Master have bidden us to remember and supplications and pray which offer upon to you, Lord, our God's have already fallen asleep upon them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
خوف من الله وانصتوا لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا ماري متى البشير التلميذ الطار بركاته على جميعنا أمين مزامير تراتي المعلمنا داود النبي والملك بركاته على جميعنا أمين موسى وهارون في كهنته وصموئيل في الذين يدعون باسمه كانوا يدعون الرب وهو كان يستجيب لهم بعمود الغمام كان يكلمهم مبارك هو الآتي باسم الرب ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح الذي له المجد دائما آمين الويل لكم أيها الكتبة والفريسيون المراؤون لأنكم تغلقون ملكوت السماوات قدام الناس فأنتم لا تدخلون ولا تدعون الآتين أن يدخلوا وين لكم أيها الكتبة والفريسيون المراؤون لأنكم تطوفون البحر والبر لتصنعوا غريبا واحدا وإذ كان فلتصيرونه ابنا لجهنم مضاعفا عليكم وين لكم أيها القادة العميان القائلين من يحلف بالهيكل فليس بشيء ومن يحلف بذهب الهيكل كان عليه أيها الجهال والعميان أيما أعظم الذهب أم الهيكل الذي يقدس الذهب ومن يحلف بالمسبح فليس بشيء ومن يحلف بالقربان الذي فوقه كان عليه يا أيها الجهال والعميان أيما أعظم القربان أم المسبح الذي يقدس القربان فمن يحلف بالمسبح فقد حلف به وبكل ما فوقه ومن يحلف بالهيكل فقد حلف به وبالساكن فيه ومن يحلف بالسماء فقد حلف بعرش الله وبالجالس عليه ويل لكم أيها الكتبة والفريسيون المراؤون لأنكم تعشرون النعناع والشبث والكمون وتركتم عنكم أثقل الناموس الحكم والرحمة والإيمان وكان يجب أن تعملوا هذه ولا تتركوا تلك أيها القادة العميان الذين يصفون على البعوضة ويبلعون الجمال ويل لكم أيها الكتبة والفريسيون لأنكم تنظفون خارج الكأس والصحفة وداخلها مملوء اختطافا ونجاسة أيها الفريس الأعمى طهر أولا داخل الكأس والطاس لكي يتطهر خارجهما الويل لكم أيها الكتبة والفريسيون المراؤون لأنكم تشبهون قبورا تبدو مبيضة خارجها يظهر حسنان وداخلها مملوء عظام أموات وكل نجاسة هكذا أنتم أيضا تبدو ظواهركم للناس مثل صديقين وبواطنكم ممتلئة رياء وكل إثم ويل لكم أيها الكتبة والفريسيون المراؤون لأنكم تبنون قبور الأنبياء وتزينون مدافن الأبرار وتقولون لو كنا في أيام أبائنا لم نكن شركاءهم في دم الأنبياء فتشهدون إذن على نفوسكم أنكم أبناء قتلة الأنبياء وأكملتم أنتم أيضا مكيال آبائكم أيها الحيات وأولاد الأفاعي كيف تهربون من دينونة جهنم من أجل هذا هانذا أرسل لكم أنبياء وحكماء وكتبة فتقتلون منهم وتصلبون وتجلدون منهم في مجامعكم وتطردونهم من مدينة إلى مدينة لكي ما يأتي عليكم كل دم ذكي سفك على الأرض من دم هابيل الصديق إلى دم زكريا بن براخية الذي قتلتموه بين الهيكل والمسبح الحق أقول لكم أن هذه جميعا تأتي على هذا الجيل
والمجد لله دائم.